Look down, for I am your servant, and your unfailing love forever, because you are slow to anger. I'm looking at some of that, and I'm thinking, you know, people hate him. Those who hate me will be put to shame for you, O Lord. I like that. I always thought that when people first meet old Ralphie, they don't like me. And then when they get to know me, they hate me. Maybe that's what happened to David. I don't know. But I'm thinking about Psalm 86. And a friend of mine, kind of a casual friend, not really somebody that is a close friend, which we consider close friends, but a friend of mine told me that he had joined a church. And I said, oh, hallelujah. I says, why did you join a church? He says, because I'm broken. Now, I have to admit, his life was full of sorrow and hurt. So he turned to God, his Savior. What a decision. And that is the greatest decision you can ever make in your life. David turned to God, his Savior, in Psalm 86. So he had that decision. And my friend echoes what King David was saying in Psalm 86, because King David also turned to the Lord in his poor and needy state. As David had arrogant and ruthless people trying to kill him, he asked God to save him and give him joy again. Now, I think two things stand out in Psalm 86. The first thing I was looking at is David affirms his uniqueness and the uniqueness of his God. Every nation has its idols, and in David's day, they were gods like Baal. In the Apostle Paul's day, it was gods of Greece and Rome. Today's world, we also put our trust in things like money, because in times of trouble, people turn to these gods. And when we get in trouble, we think money can fix everything, right? Well, David confesses that God has no equal among the gods. That's little g. So whether we worship gods made of stone or the dollar bill, those are all just worthless idols. God alone is true, for no deeds can compare to our God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, God manifested in the flesh. Well, I think David praises this mighty God. It seems like that's what he's doing. He sees a day when not just the nation of Israel, but all nations will worship him alone. We are living Bible times. We are among the many nations of the world who praise this mighty God that David was talking about. In the book of Revelation, chapter 15, the Apostle John is given a vision of the victorious saints praising God for his holiness. They sing the words from Psalm 86, verse 9, the hope that David expressed. In this psalm, it's becoming a reality. Revelation chapter 15, verse 4 says, for your righteous acts have been revealed. One day, everyone will acknowledge their gods are false. They will worship the one true God, whose saving power sets his people free from bondage, the bondage of sin and death that Satan was holding over us forever and ever. Jesus broke that bondage. Praise be to God. And in the psalm, the poet typically calls on God to save him, and then at the end of the psalm, he expresses his hope for deliverance. However, Psalm 86 is just a little bit different. The Psalm 86 begins, hear me, O Lord, and ends with, give me a sign. I like that. Give me a sign, O God. In other words, David still hasn't seen his prayer answered. His praise of God comes in the midst of his suffering. And he doesn't wait for rescue to happen before praising God with all his heart. In verse 12, no, David's deepest desire is for the Lord to teach him his way. What's more important, I think, to David is the health of his soul rather than the saving of his life. Then, with a heart fully focused on the Lord, David will learn more of godly fear. That kind of fear is love and reverence and awe, and make the glory of God his chief goal in life, in verse 12. So it's easy. I think it is easy to praise God after a wonderful prayer is answered. I think the mark of people, men and women alike, with an undivided heart, is when in the midst of great suffering, they can boldly affirm, "Great is your love towards me." Wow. You know, I always say that it's just a wonderful thing about God and how much He loves us and how much we don't realize it until we're really in trouble. And I don't think there are any atheists in the world. And what I mean by that is when things really get rough and you ain't got nowhere to do, when you hit bottom, all you got to ask, I got to look up. Because the first thing that comes out of the mouth of anybody who is hitting bottom is, "Oh my God, help me." I think we're wired that way. We know that there is something in this life that we can't control, and that we were created and we have a love relationship with the world, but then the world gets us in trouble, and where do we go? To the one who created the world. Oh, help, oh God. But what is the false gods of society anyhow? Boy, we got a lot of them, don't we? And what does worship of those false gods look like? Well, I think you can just look around in the movies and the television and all the stuff that you can see where these false gods are being worshipped and looking for them to help. But how is it possible in the midst of great trouble to maintain our spiritual priorities and continue to affirm the goodness and the love of the Lord Jesus? He has come into this world in the form of a little baby, just like you and I came into this world. And we all were then born through the birth canal. I think God decided He needed to humble Himself and come into this world as one like His creation so that He can better understand His creation. And He did just that. And Jesus was born of a woman, fully man and fully God. And He came to walk and to talk and to teach us the way to life, and we can have it more abundantly. That's what makes Him the most perfect intercessor for us, because He knows everything, experienced everything that you and I have experienced. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Well, we're grateful that you tune in as this little journey through the Psalms and looking at some of the psalmists, not all David. David didn't write them all, but they're all very important. That's why we're focusing on Psalm 51 through 100. But this Psalm 86 is really, I think, touches the spiritual chord in all of our lives about how we need the Lord. I love that song that Ray Bolt sang, "People need the Lord." How about my singing? It's getting better. Well, have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life.